Unit 11, page 102. Reading. Exercise 5.
It's all fake news. With the increase of fake news, it can be hard at times to know whether the news we read is true or not. What started as people spreading funny stories over the internet has become something much more serious. At its very worst, fake news is used to make up stories that try to change people's opinions. It is also used to cover or hide uncomfortable stories that some people might not want to answer questions about. These days, fake news can make a big difference in the world. It is perhaps the most serious problem facing the world's media. But fake news is nothing new. It has always been with us. In the past, it wasn't such a big problem, though. People used it more for fun, as these famous examples show. 1. In 1917, two young cousins, Elsie Wright and Francis Griffiths, were having fun taking photos in the yard with Elsie's father's camera. When Mr. Wright developed the photos, he saw that they showed the girls playing with fairies. The girls insisted the fairies were real. Elsie's father said he thought the girls were playing a joke on him, but Elsie's mother believed they were real. The photos were shown to the famous author of the Sherlock Holmes stories, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, who also decided they were real. For years, many people were fooled. The truth was only discovered in the 1980s when Elsie finally admitted that the fairies were just made out of paper. 2. For many years, people thought that Loch Ness, a large lake in Scotland, was home to a giant creature. In 1934, a doctor, Colonel Robert Wilson, announced that he had proof that it existed. He said that while he had been driving past the lake, he had seen the monster in the water. Luckily, he had had his camera with him and had been able to take some photos. The photo fooled many people until 1984, when it was proved to be fake. 3. On the day before Halloween in 1938, many Americans were listening to the radio when suddenly the program was interrupted. The announcer said that aliens had invaded the world. Lots of people started to panic. They left their homes and they were going to look for somewhere safe to hide. In fact, what they had heard was the beginning of a radio play of a famous novel by H.G. Wells, War of the Worlds, which is all about an alien invasion.